Well, hello. Welcome to Dwell Hello, everybody. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie.
Guys, thank you so much for being with us today. Dwell Hello, Season 2. If you want to listen to Season 1 episodes, they're riotous, okay? You can go find them in Stitcher Premium. That's also where you can find all of our podcasts ad-free, and including Watch What Crappens, which is where we're from. Watch What Crappens is a Bravo podcast. So if you want to go listen to some Real Housewives trash talking, go over there too. But now we're here with House Hunters.
Yeah, we are. For those of you who are new to Dwell Hello, we are. What we do is we recap House Hunters, House Hunters International, everything in between. Today we are going to take on House Hunters Season 195, Episode 9, Warning Window in New Jersey. This is, by the way, Season 195 on YouTube TV, because we know the seasons are different on different platforms, okay? So, should we just get into it, Ronnie?
Yeah, if you guys want to suggest episodes that you want to hear, there's a post on our Instagram page, which if you can scroll down, or just comment on one of these Dwell Hello posts on Instagram and suggest stuff. We do take recommendations, because otherwise, yeah. Or you can, that Instagram is at Watch What Crappens, and on Twitter, we're at What Crappens. So feel free to suggest, because otherwise, we just basically spin the wheel and get whatever we got, and that's what we did today with New Jersey.
Yeah, we're going to New Jersey. We're going to Monmouth County, New Jersey, okay? And we know we're in New Jersey because the first thing we hear is a guy go, "We got Fusilli? Nice, huh?"
Yeah, the first thing you see is a Ferris wheel, because people in Jersey, they love the Ferris wheels, all right? And then you hear, "You want Fusilli?" Wait, where are you guys from? Where are you from? They're in the kitchen cooking. Oh, wait, there's a cutting board in the shape of New Jersey hanging on the wall. Okay, good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, really, 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 really on the nose. It's just like, we love New Jersey so much, we decided to make a cutting board and put it on the wall.
New Jersey also the state, like, look, there are some states that should be cutting boards, right? New Jersey, yeah. No offense to Jersey. Who doesn't love Jersey? I mean, I don't really know. I swear I used to go to the IKEA when I lived in New York City a long time ago. But that's really all I know about it. Otherwise, it looks like a big square Pac-Man that's trying to eat everything in its path. Which I guess, like, makes sense now that I hear myself saying that out loud.
If you're in Colorado, sure, do a Colorado version of a cutting board. New Jersey, not very useful, okay? But you know what we got on this wall? We got a porcelain version of Christine Todd Whitman, okay? We love New Jersey.
Anybody want to get into a bridge fight? Come find me. Come find me. I'll be the guy with the bowl of Fusilli, all right?
Hey, just look for the life-size cutout of John Bon Jovi, okay? It's out front.
So the lady of the episode is like, "We just got married last year, and our family consists of me, Jordan, and our dogs, Carmel and Scintilla." Wait, no, Scintilla?
Scungilli. Scungilli. Which I'm assuming is a type of pasta. I'm going to look that up right now. Scungilli. What is Scungilli?
My autocorrect says Scintilla. What the fuck kind of autocorrect is that?
Wait a second. So Scungilli. So, okay. I typed in Scungilli, and the first thing that comes up is, what is Scungilli from the Daily Meal? Scungilli is... This is the headline. Scungilli isn't pretty, but it's a key component of Italian seafood salad. Like, what, you named your dog after an unpretty component of Italian seafood salad?
That's just gold, guys. That's just gold. And then we see on the couch, Jordan has taught the dog to high-five him while they lay on the couch, which is just such a Jordan thing to do. Like, the more we've learned about Jordan watching this show, it's just so Jordan. That dog probably doesn't even piss outside, but Jordan's like, "Yeah, but you know what he can do? High-five me on the couch, right? Am I right? Come on."
Hey, you're not pretty, but you are a very important part of a seafood salad, and you can do high five. Hey, have you ever had your seafood salad give you a high five? That's what this is like.
I'm hoping this dog dies soon, so it ain't awkward when we name our first kid Scungilla. So Charles,
God,
and Deborah,
I love a seafood salad.
Charles and Deborah, the parents come in. The whole family starts. All the moms and all the brothers and all the sisters. It's Jersey, so everybody's coming over. And the dad's like, "Don't let the dogs out, or I'm gonna have to sing that song." Ah! dog got out. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the seafood salad out? Woof, woof, woof.
Scum, shit, and love.
Not a pretty dog, I gotta say. A very, very ugly dog. But, you know, I like a dog that makes me think of sliced conch, okay? Mm-hmm. Or conch.
So Jordan talks like this. As I met her as a server at a restaurant. Like, he stresses the last word all the time. It makes me fucking crazy. Like, we're listening to you, okay? You're not giving us the specials. We can hear you, sir. Her aunt had a couple of drinks. Yeah, sorry, Ben. Go ahead. Take it away, Ben.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, other Jordan. Hey, her aunt had a couple of drinks and came over to me and said, hey, my niece thinks you're hot. She's old and becoming a spinster. So how about this? Why don't you two get together? And 7 years later, we're married and got New Jersey on our wall.
Wow, what a touching romance. I married a terrible waiter who drinks on the job. Nice job, lady. Okay. What's her name?
Amanda.
Amanda. So Amanda's like, Jordan is free-spirited and spontaneous and grows hair from his face all the way down to the floor. The bathroom literally has roots.
And they're also a very literal couple because they have a bar and they wrote cheers over the bar. And then Jordan, so like, I think it's his sister or her sister comes over and he goes, oh, you got brownies? She goes, it's pumpkin bread.
He's like, God damn it.
Hey, looks like Scangilli, huh?
Haven't you perfected that shit yet? Seriously, you're bringing pumpkin bread again? And they do the cheers just like you'd think they would. They all lift their glasses and then they're like, buongiorno, buongiorno, gamparinco. I'm like, okay, you're just saying random Italian things now. You're not even saying real words. Now you're just saying things that sound Italian-y.
And Amanda says, Jordan is very spirited and spontaneous. It's a blessing and a curse. I like to plan ahead, and sometimes, you know, it drives me crazy. Basically, what I'm saying is he's unemployed, okay? He's been a waiter for 7 years, okay? I don't know how we're going to afford this house, but we're doing it anyway.
It's very important we get a house with the Chili's in the same neighborhood, because that's the only place he hasn't been fired from, all right?
He's very spontaneous. I wanted to name our dog Amber. He wanted to name it Scangilli, okay? I don't even know what that's about. Okay, I went to culinary school. I don't even know what Scangilli is. When I looked it up, I was horrified, but it was too late.
So when they do the cheers, the dad's like, you better find the perfect house, baby, all right? Get your Fusilli house, not a Penne house, because Penne's crap and everyone knows it.
And they're like eating a meal under an enormous clock. It's like Big Ben. It's like that movie Hugo. I feel like there's a child dangling from that clock. And basically, the dad's like, so where have you looked so far? And he goes, Dad, you just spit on my arm. Thanks so much. He goes, sorry, kid. And he licks his hand and then wipes Jordan's arm and goes, I licked it off.
And Amanda's like, well, we're looking to start a family and this house is perfect starter, but we've outgrown it. We want to be close to my family, no further than 20 miles away from my family. And Jordan's like, yeah, we could go further. All right, everyone can walk into our house at any given day for lunch. A car ride would be nice, is all I'm saying.
You know what? So I want a better music room, okay? Because since I'm doing nothing with my life, I want to feel like I'm having more fun while I'm doing nothing in my life, okay? Because I was in a band. I used to play music. I played music since I was 12 years old. And look where it's gotten me. Nowhere.
Also, this is the most annoying husband of all time. And I hate saying this. Well, I can't say it because my family doesn't listen to this. But the husband that plays the drums. But could you find anything more pleasant to play? You know, like anything, just the harpsichord. I don't give a fuck. Anything. But the drums. Come the
harpsichord.
On.
Well, the harpsichord would be lovely.
Right.
Could you imagine if Jordan's just playing the harpsichord in the basement? And ding, 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 ding. It's like, welcome to our home. Here's Scungilli. Be lovely. Jordan, by the way, I also want to say Jordan is very cute and he probably gets away with all this bullshit because he's cute, you know?
Well, but she's cute, too. Like, I think it would be different if, like, he looked like that and, like, she was, like, hideous or the other way around, you know? But I think they're, like, on equal playing fields of cute.
They're, like, comfy cute. They're, like, two throw blankets that got married, you know? Mm-hmm. So Amanda's like, I can hear you no matter where I am in the house with your stupid drumming every single day. I want a big kitchen because I went to culinary school, okay? So I want nice appliances, commercial grade if possible, farmhouse chic and a space for my New Jersey cutting board.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, you know, we play so much. I just want somewhere soundproof, okay? Like, I just want it under the house and soundproof. You want a panic room to hide from fucking crazy Jordan. And we all know it, you know, and I don't blame you. So Jordan's like, we might have to go with a fixer-upper. Ah, I love fixer-uppers. We did that the first time, and look at it. It turned out great.
I married a fixer-upper, okay? I don't need to live in one, too.
I'm still trying to train Jordan to not ask me for 20% on top of the groceries every single time we go out. I don't need another fixer-upper.
I want turnkey, okay? So he wants, like, his range is, like, between 400 and 600,000. And, like, if it was 400,000, it would be a fixer-upper. If it was 600,000, it would be a turnkey. And he's like, yeah, you know, $600,000 would be turnkey, but that would be hard to find. This one's kitchen expectations. Eh? This one's a crazy kitchen expectations. I'm like, this lady's going to be cooking you meals, sir. And she went to culinary school, so they'll be good meals. And what are you offering?
Beets. Drums.
Beats in the basement.
Noise. That's all he's offering is noise. And he's the kind of guy who likes to walk around with a sledgehammer and just like bang on walls, you know? So Jordan's like, you know what? For six, it better be turnkey with a double sink. And the grandma's like, that's a good one.
Yeah, she cracks up. She's like, oh, God, that was hilarious. What a fucking hobby, funny guy, huh? So now they go to Manalapan.
Comedy.
So they go to Manalapan Township, which to me, like, that town represents, like when you look at Amanda, you feel like her personality is Manalapan. Like, if her personality could make a noise, it'd be Manalapan.
Manalapan. Hey, we had a dog named Manalapan one time. Don't diss it till you tried it, all right?
And actually, speaking of which, they're driving through the neighborhood, and she goes, oh, there's dogs here. That's great. Oh, thank God. I was so concerned after all those dogless neighborhoods.
Just what everybody wants to see driving into a neighborhood. Dogs everywhere. Listen, you don't want dogs all over your neighborhood. You want a peaceful, quiet home, okay? You don't want dogs barking all over the place. So she's like, I don't want to be this far, Jordan. He's like, what? Come on. It's for $4.44, and I'm pretty sure it's a gut job. It's everything we want. She's like, I don't want a gut job, and I don't want to live far, so... I don't know who you're looking at houses with, you idiot, but
it's also, by the way, it's 25 minutes from her family, which honestly is really not that big of a deal. But she's like, oh my God, we're five states over, Jordan. I can't do this. Too far away from mom and dad.
Yeah, but look what you get here. And then we see what they get here. Okay, so this is very unfair because Jordan has hooked up with a bro. Right? They're like bros, and they agree with everything. So she doesn't really get much of a say because Jordan's like, our real estate guy, he's Jake. He's the best out there. We found him through our contractor, and he wears tight blazers and always has a red neck, which means it probably hurts to shave every inch of himself. He gets me.
Yeah, Jay's the best. So they come up to house number one, which on the outside I actually think is super adorable. Like, it's like this red – that's not like a ranch home, but it's like that classic suburban home. Maybe it is a ranch. It's like a split level.
No, a ranch is a one
– all one level, right?
Yeah.
What do you call this kind of house? It has a name.
I call it fug. I call it some fugly old ass house that's got mold in the walls.
But on the outside, it was like a cute suburban house. So there's Jay
says things like this. I'm sorry to interrupt you because Jay says things like this, and I have to get it in. All right, I'm going to have to ask you guys to put your vision goggles on. All right.
Got to have the vision, okay? So when you put on those vision goggles, also please look at me, and you can see the ideal version of me, which unfortunately I'm not presenting to you in this episode.
Put on your vision goggles. So this house
By the way, that's not what I want to hear ever before I walk into a house.
This house is going to need a little work. Or a lot of work, depending on who buys it, right? If you're a slob who doesn't mind rain on your head, not too much work. If you like making fusilli and hanging cutting boards of Jersey, more work, all right? Vision goggles.
You know, Jordan and Amanda not seeing eye to eye. It's kind of fun to watch them fight it out, you know, because Jordan's awesome. You know, we have similar interests. And, you know, when we both know that things can be fixed, we're men. And Amanda sucks because she's a woman. You know what I'm saying?
We got similar interests, you know, PlayStation, drums, cutting boards and funny shapes. So Jay is like, there's potential here, right? This is a blank canvas. It ain't turnkey. It's the opposite. All right. This is like you got to kick the door down to get into the door. All right. There aren't even keys in this house. All right. You want to come into this house? Tell your mother to crawl through a fucking window. Okay.
Vision goggles. Okay. So, all right. Now, look, we're walking inside. Look, check it out. It's a spacious foyer when you first walk in. Okay. And look, look at that. Look at that adorable rat. Look at it just waving hello to you. Say hi to the rat. Say hi to the rat.
All right, guys, look, I know it's got some cosmetic issues. And she's like, yeah, you know what? If you could put Jordan's music into house form, this would be it. My head is hurting. Okay, this is hideous.
So Jay's like, okay, you know what you should do? You should have a look at what you can't change. The location, the layout, you know, this giant circle mirror, that comes with it. That can't go. That can't go. You got to love the giant circle mirror.
It's like houses are like dick sizes, all right? You look at what you can't change and worry about the motion of the ocean with the rest of your time. You know, you keep the dick, you get pec implants. Am I right?
So they go in the kitchen, which is just miserable. There's like an electric range and everything. Everything's just so old and outdated and everything. And Jay is just doing the used car salesman thing and saying, yeah. But look at all the potential you have for in here, okay? So what? You press this button here, the whole house lights on fire. But you know what? People like a campfire. Think about the potential, huh?
And as he's saying it, he's passing walls with obvious water damage all over. I mean, first, the house is faux painted, right? It's that faux painting technique. And then The rest, like the carpets look like they've all been flooded. There's like water stains all over the wall. And he's like, look at the potential, right? She's like, I don't know about these appliances. He's like, come on, I'll do my best to get you that stove. Ain't it hot? It's like from 1916. And she's like, but you know, it's all new appliances. That's going to be a huge expense.
And Jordan's like, no, but baby, we throw this wall down and now you're cooking and entertaining. Or we throw that wall down and now you're cooking and entertaining in that direction. What if we take down all the walls? Okay. We just have the second floor float on top of the first floor. Now you're, that's what you call an open concept, huh?
She's like, Jordan just gets carried away. You know, this is a pipe dream. I don't want to spend time redoing the house. We've done it. It's a one and done for me. It's a one and done for me.
And then they go down to the basement. And Jay's like, now look at this basement. Some people look at it and think, oh, cool. It's the set of Saw. But what I say is unfinished is a blessing, okay? Because when you don't have – when you don't have to do a demo, it's because someone else didn't put their style in it. You don't have to take down someone else's style. So I'm actually saving you money if you think about it, huh?
Holy shit, just hand them some dirt and be like, wow, look at this. Give me $100,000. Look, no one even built the house for you to have to rebuild. All right, just build your own house. Perfect. My work here is done. Also, they go outside to the backyard and it's a huge backyard. And Jordan's like, wow, you could put a fence out here. Yeah, because there's not a fucking fence in the backyard. That's why. Why are you looking this?
Sky's the limit.
Yeah. Oh.
All the things you could do. You could build a fence. So Jay is like, well, you still got your vision goggles on because we're talking potential. And Amanda's like, well, it's a good size, but it's just very, very ugly. It's like what I say about Jordan's dick, you know?
Yeah, she's like, the bathroom's crusty. The whole house is crusty. And Jordan's like, you're crusty. So they go upstairs and she's like, wow, award for the worst carpet of all. Congratulations, room. And Jay's like, wow, look at that. It's a bathroom. And look, you got a walk-in closet. That is not a walk-in closet at all. It's a closet you pull open the doors to and there's like 2 feet to hang your clothes. In what world is that a walk-in closet, sir?
Just because you walked into it does not mean that's a walk-in closet. So then she's like, more work. And they go to a bedroom and there's like a random sort of like stained glass chandelier or lighting fixture. And she's like, oh, well, I'm really glad they left this here for us. I feel like I'm in a Ruby Tuesdays. I know. Exactly. Isn't it nice? It's like I'm back at work.
So they leave and Jordan's like, I like it. She's like, I hate it, Jordan. This is not what I want to do. You know what? You don't listen to me. Okay. I don't want a job this big. It's so far from my family. Well, Linda comes in. She's like, Jay and Jordan are on the same page with what Jordan wants. But what about her? Dun, dun, dun.
Linda comes in out of nowhere. Linda hasn't spoken this entire episode. It's like, now we go somewhere else.
You know what? Was it her? Maybe it wasn't even her.
No, it was her. It was her because I was like, is this one of those episodes without Linda? But then all of a sudden she's like, now these two idiots go to Morganville. So... Now they're in Morganville, New Jersey for house number two, which is only 18 minutes from her family. So much better because she saved 7 minutes. So newlyweds Amanda and Jordan disagree whether to buy a turnkey place near family or a fixer-upper, also near family, but a little less near family.
And it's a very, very busy street. She's like, this one is more move-in ready, so maybe he's listening to me. You know what? You guys constantly talk about renovations. You know, what about what I want? He goes, it's about what everyone wants, huh? Listen, if I agree with the best real estate agent in the state, maybe that's your problem.
So they get to the house, and they're on this street that does have like a double yellow line. And Amanda's like, this is a very busy street. And we see the street. There's like three cars going. It's like three cars in a row. Like, oh, my God. Oh, God. How long are we going to wait to make this turn? It's already been like 6 seconds. This is ridiculous.
How are we going to pull out of that driveway? Yeah. And then people are honking at them. She goes, it's too much, Jordan. It's really loud. So they go in like, you married a drummer. You know, like,
yeah.
I can only feel so bad.
And now he cares about the noise by the street.
Yeah.
So
drummers like, are very sensitive to everybody else's noise.
Exactly. So he's like, oh, God, it took us forever to get in the driveway. God, we had to wait. What was it? 10 seconds? Oh, God, it's ridiculous.
And Jay goes, yeah, but you know what? You take this house and you put it on a quiet street. Get ready to pay for that. All right. Get ready to pay.
This is why you're the best in the state, huh? That's called vision goggles right there.
This kitchen gonna steal the show, all right? So she goes in there and she's like, wow, look at this kitchen. It's got these custom soft closed drawers, a wine fridge, very expensive things, Jordan.
It's amazing, Jordan. Oh, I love the soft drawers. And they show like a slow-mo shot of her closing the soft drawer. Or maybe it wasn't slow-mo, it's just that it closed slowly. But the thing is that this kitchen kind of just like faces the front door. Did you notice that? Like you walk in and there's like open, it's because it's open concept, but you walk in and there's like an open area for the living room, and then it's just like the kitchen. So it feels, it's, I have to say, I did not like it.
I think this was definitely the nicest of the ones that they saw, but yeah, there's some layout. There's definitely some weird layout things. But I do love a soft close. Everything. Love them. So then they go to the basement, and Jordan's like, this is cramped. And she's like, where would your music room go? The garbage? Come on. Let's put it in the garbage, Jordan. He's like, I know that she's joking about that, but it hurts.
It's really important to me. I'm like, also, there was more than enough room to set up a drum kit there. Okay. It was not like, he's acting like it's like a phone booth. And it was like a full on space. Like you put your drums there and beat at them, you know?
Yeah. But he doesn't want it because it's already remodeled. And he's like, that's like living in someone else's dream. Okay. You know, it's the same reason I won't go to an Applebee's. You know, I just can't see all those people working in such a happy place together.
I don't believe that when I'm there, I'm family, okay? So then they go up the master bedroom, bathroom, and Amanda loves it. She's like, ooh, this is exactly what I want. Look at the shower. It's subway tile, but there's a vertical stripe of mosaic. Wow, so modern.
And then he's like, you know what? Like, these bathrooms are ridiculous. It's like I'm shitting in a magazine. Who's going to want to read that after? You know, it's going to have shit all over it.
And then they look out the window at the backyard, and there's like a pool, and then there's just sort of like this random collection of trees beyond the pool. It's like very odd, this very odd backyard. So they go outside, and Jordan's like, the pool, I could take it or leave it, huh? I'm like, oh, don't act all cavalier. You probably love that pool, for crying out loud. This pool is better than, the pool alone is better than the first house.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, my God, Jordan, look at all of this. It already has a fence. He's like, yeah.
You don't have to build a fence.
It's got pavers and a grill. All right. You almost don't even know that you're on the busiest road in Morganville. Okay. And Jake goes, yeah, you can't get out of the driveway. Boom. You got to think of real resale value. All right. You know, you can't get out of the driveway. But look at this backyard. Like, what the fuck are you going to make a road out of the backyard that you can go? A big backyard does not change the fact that it's on a street that's too busy and you can't pull out of the garage, is what I'm saying.
But it's also so clear that Jay and Jordan are in cahoots, because he's like, yeah, I mean, this is a nice house and everything, and everything's updated. It's a great price and it's a wonderful location. But man, you can't even use that driveway. I mean, once you're in this house, you're in it for the rest of your life. Like, you're trapped. It's over.
Yeah. And she's like, but it's all done. It looks great. And Jordan's like, yeah, but it's so close to my family. They're going to pop in with pizza sauce and meatballs when I'm walking around in my underwear.
She's like, yeah, but I see a lot of babysitters in the area too. He's like, ah. I'm like, sir, you should be so lucky to have free food arriving at your house and free babysitting. Okay.
Yeah. Like, Jay's like, I'd love for someone to pop over with free food while I'm in my underwear. And by someone, I mean you, Jordan. All right? You got my address, but yeah, buddy.
So now the next place they go to might be even less ideal for Jordan, because that's who he is.
It's close to her family and doesn't have water damage. How will he react? So they go in and he's like, yeah, still in Natasha Socket. Or wherever they are. He's like, your family's 3 miles away from you. Mattawan. Come on. What is it?
They're in Mattawan now. They start, first we looked at Manalapan, then we went to Morganville, and now we're in Mattawan. Such New Jersey names.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're 3 to 5 minutes from Amanda's family. It's house number three. It's $459,000. And Amanda goes, turnkey? And in Mattawan? I mean, is this the best day ever or what?
Next, you're going to tell me my husband has a job. He's like, so hey, you feel right at home here, guys? Come on, it's me, Jay. Tell me how you feel, all right? You got some walls open. You got some flooring done. Listen, they're going to see some potential in this one. It's smaller than they'd like, but you know what? That's what we got to deal with in life. Am I right, little buddy? It's like looking down his jeans.
So they... So he's like, Hey, Amanda, hey, little girl, you're smiling a little more. Is it because we're in Mattawan? Is that what it is? She goes, I love it here. I love Mattawan.
But the kitchen, yikes. So the kitchen is kind of small, and it's kind of a galley kitchen, but they wanted it to look open, so they just added some island seating at the very end of the peninsula, right? And he goes, yeah. Look at this. You can see some extra seating off the countertop. And she's like, that's not a full island. It's a peninsula. But I do like that there's a family room by it.
Yeah. And there's no basement. And there's no, like, formal dining room. But there's, like, a dining room space that they can use. And Amanda's also like, you know what I have to say? I don't love the backsplash. I'm like, honestly, the backsplash is really, like, not that big of a deal. Like, this is still way better than the fixer-upper in Manalapan.
Yeah. And Jordan, to everything, Jordan just goes, so no basement, right? It's like, look at this. There's some seating at the peninsula. So no basement, right? No, there's still not a basement, all right? But look at this family room. Ah, oh, the family room. Ah, oh, so without a basement, the family room, right? Yeah, there's no basement on the family room, Jordan, all right?
So they go outside, and there's actually a very cute backyard area. And Amanda goes, it's kind of on a hill, I guess. Really, what gave you that impression? Was it the fact that it's sloping downwards?
Jay goes, yeah, it's for water purposes, you know? Because rain, it goes downhills.
Yeah, it's good for that, okay? Mm. So then they go back into the house and they go up to the second floor. And I thought that the staircase, the second floor, was very strange. It was like very narrow and it kind of just like goes up into the ceiling. It sort of looked like they were like going into a spaceship. They just sort of like disappeared into the darkness up there. Mm-hmm. So they're looking around. There's four bedrooms. They all have hardwood floors. And then there's like a room. And Jordan's like, oh, I can make this the music room. Okay, we can put the music room here on the top floor. And she's like, you want to put a music room sharing a wall with the nursery? So you'll just wake up the baby at all times?
You want to play drums right next to my baby's head, is what you're telling me. He's like, nah, we could get the headphones. Make everything silent. Little newborn headphones. Put it on a little fucker, all right?
He's like, where am I supposed to put my music room? I need my music room. I've been playing music since I was 12 years old. And look at me. I mean, I'm going to make it big one day, okay? Look, I'm on House Hunters already.
So they go into the primary bedroom, and he's like, could you even fit a king in here? And he goes, ah, well, you got your bathroom. Like, she's the only one who poops in this couple.
I know. You got your bathroom. Only one sink at the master. So Amanda loves it. And he's like, I want my music room. And she goes, well, it's definitely not going upstairs. He goes, well, I don't know if this house is going to work then. You know, it's a perfect house for raising a family. Got a nice lawn, got a nice location. Everything's perfect. But I can't play drums and make all sorts of noise for everyone. I don't know if we could go for this house.
Yep. So then they're back at home for decision time. He wants fixer-uppers and she wants turnkey. What will they do? And if she's really mad, will he bring her a side of tiramisu? So he's like, you know what? Guess what I like? The basement, number one. Basement, yeah.
Yeah, buddy, it's a basement. And she's like, but it's a lot. It's just like your personality, it's a lot of work. And everything needs to be taken out.
That's the point, eh? And he's like, all right, what about renovated colonial number two? And she loved the updates of that. He's like, but busy street. And she's like, but, you know, the backyard was beautiful. You know, once you're out there, you don't know you're on a busy street.
But I don't have a music room. I mean, sure, there's a room that you could set up music in, but it's not a music room.
Yeah. But then the third place is so close to Ma. She could be popping in. He's like, yeah, too close for a popping, huh? So, dun, 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 ding, dong.
Well, also, wait, I also have to say, like, when they're talking about house number three, he goes, but you know what? That backyard. It was on a hill. It was very slanted. I'm like, oh, okay. Never mind then. Sorry, that like light downward grade on that beautiful backyard.
Oh, I hate hills. So then, ding dong. We picked the colonial fixer-upper. Yeah, shocker. You won. I'm completely shocked that you and Jay totally hoodwinked Amanda into getting this place.
Exactly. And Jordan's like, I got Amanda to see it my way. And it's only going to take 3 months to do the renovations, which is shocking that it'll only take 3 months, but I'm sure there's some, like,
ain't true.
It's not.
Yeah. It's not. That's what he told her, but that's not true at all.
Yeah. It's not. That's a 6 month renovation, right?
But he did know how to win her over, because she's like, and I'm getting my appliances. I cannot wait to cook. And he's like, we've taken down walls. We expanded the bathroom. We got two shower heads in there. All right. It's already twice the amount of heads since I got married. Ayo. Ayo.
And Amanda goes, I definitely had to compromise a little bit on the distance to my family. And I'm like, you know what else you compromised on? Everything. You got nothing of what you wanted.
Like, congratulations, you got a stove that you liked.
Yeah.
Sucker.
Enjoy pulling, you know, loose nails out of poor Scungilli's paws as he runs around this place.
And just to make us feel as badly for her as we possibly can as we leave the episode, we see him in this huge backyard with overgrown grass cutting the lawn with an edge trimmer.
I know. Can't even afford a lawnmower, for crying out loud. This is, it's a weed whacker, not a lawnmower. Get the hell out of there.
Hilarious.
God, he's a better waiter than he is a landscaper.
Oh, gosh. Well, everybody, that brings us to the end. If you want to watch this episode for yourself, it is season 195, episode 9. It's called Warning Window in New Jersey. Yeah, Fusilli.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode, or maybe we'll catch you on Watch What Crappens. Either way, if you subscribe to this feed, you get the best of both worlds. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.